this is the biggest biggest event that our band's ever done. So we're really excited to carry the banner not only for UMass but also for pretty much the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Do you do any special preparations? Are there any special numbers that you have to know for this, or what are you planning to play?
Well, the biggest thing is a lot of it is endurance, because the Tournament of Roses parade is 5.5 miles long, which is longer than any of us have ever done a thing like this, which is, you know, it's not just walking down, it's marching, it's playing your instrument pretty much nonstop for a little over 2 hours. So it's a big endurance thing. And then also high visibility, the very right where all the TV cameras are, you have to turn a very steep corner. And getting a band in straight lines around a turn does not come automatic. So that's been where where pretty much the focus of our practice has been.
What are you going to be playing? What songs do you play?
So we're going to do kind of a mix that I think shows off what our band is. We'll have some patriotic stuff like John Philip Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever, and we're also going to have some popular stuff. We have a Katy Perry tune that we're going to do. So kind of a mix. One, you know, a little patriotic stuff, which you expect on a parade, and some pop music that can let our band kind of let their hair down and show what they're all about.
So what time does the parade actually start West Coast time? It's early in the morning out there, right?
Yeah, the parade kicks off at 8 a.m., but we've already got our marching orders. We need to be there at 4:40 a.m. on parade day. So the students have been aware it's going to be an early bedtime on New Year's Eve.
Now, UMass is the only college other than the two schools that are participating in the football game in the Rose Bowl that is in the parade, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, typically the college bands that do it are the two bands, the two teams in the Rose Bowl game itself. So it's not often that there's other collegiate bands outside of those two schools.
So why did they make an exception this time, or why did they include another school?
I think they've looked at some variety, and, you know, I think they've reached out to a lot of bands. I think the thing is, you know, it's just the UMass band. My predecessor, George Parks, built a powerhouse in 3 decades that has a national recognition.
And you've participated in some other high-profile parades like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, right?
Absolutely. We did the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in 2013. We'd like to say that those are kind of the bookended on both coasts. The two major parades in the United States are the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and then the Tournament of Roses Parade. And for some students that were freshmen, we have two students that were freshmen in 2013 that did the Macy's Parade, and then they're going to go in their final year, we'll do the Tournament of Roses. So they'll have done both parades.